Hallelujah. Today is the scripture reading is Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 to 10. And title is "The Teach Us to Number Our Days." Teach us to number our days. Please open your Bible. We'll read together Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 to 10. I'd like to read, "A prayer of Moses, the man of God. The Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, O thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from the everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou dost turn men back into dust, and those to say, Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in thy sight are like yesterday when he passed by, or as a watch in a night. Thou hast swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning they are like grass with a sprout anew. In the morning, if flourishes and sprout anew, toward evening it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we have been dismayed. Thou hast placed our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy presence. For all our days have declined in thy fury. We have finished our years like a sight. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away." This is the word of God. In today's text, Psalm chapter 90, the great prophet Moses, also known as the father of the law and the father of the wilderness, leaves all of his titles and office to reflect on his life as a fallen human being and make confession of faith. We are confronted with his struggles as he experienced the limitation of being a human being who can do nothing in the face of time. Moses said in the Psalm chapter 90, verse 4, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are like yesterday when he passed by, or as a watch in the night." He confessed that a lifetime before the Lord is like a period of life, like a moment in the night. In fact, I put the number of years of life at 70 to 80 years. Nowadays, we say we live longer because we are healthier, but if you average it out, you're in the 70 to 80 range. Isn't that what Moses is saying, 70 at best, 80 with good strength? In the Psalm chapter 90, verse 10. It seems like a long time, but when you look back at the past years, it is a moment, just like today's words. And when you look at the content of the years, you confess that almost all of them are years live in the trouble and sorrow, and they disappear in a flash, just like a flying. There is a saying, is a Korean word, is Iljang Chumong, that meaning in the translated English, but it's not the perfectly, but a fleeting dream or sunrise spring dream. Literally, it means a dream in the midst of spring, which expresses the fleeting nature of life as we strive to attain wealth and glory. Even in the midst of such a fleeting life, we strive to possess something on this earth, but when the floods come, They sweep it away, leaving nothing behind, and the life is a fleeting dream. So is Moses, is a, according to the talk to the, but the, in the Psalm chapter 90, verse 5, thou hast swept away, swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass with a sprout anew. Moses then compares life to grass, which springs up in the morning, blossoms and grows, only to wither and dry up in the evening. In the today's verse 6, right? It is said that a lifetime is like a breath, and that our life is but a short time of labor and sorrow. In this way, Moses is clearly showing the limitation and the futility of fallen life. Moses saw the maximum human lifespan as 1,000 years. The Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. Even if you live that long, you are only a day in the eyes of the Lord. In short, every life since the fall of Adam has been a temporary sojourn on this earth, and we don't know how much time we have left. Only God knows if He takes us tomorrow or if we will make it beyond this year. Knowing these human attributes and limitations, there is nothing to like, nothing to dislike, nothing to hate, nothing to do. We have too little time to love. So in according to the 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 to 12, the scripture said, "For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one." He is saying that he who does not love, and even more so, he who hates, belongs to the wicked one. In the world, there are 3 innings. 5 innings, 10 innings, and overtime. But life is only 1 inning, and it ends in this 1 inning, and it is in this 1 inning that everything is judged before God. There is no turning back, no asking for more time. In the time that is given to us every day, we must live our lives always thinking about how our lives will be recorded before God. Today, I'd like to share a grace with you centered around a verse that expresses this limited and futile way of living our lives, and how the fate of the tender grass is bound to end in the limited time of morning and evening. So is a text of today's scripture. Among the scripture is verse 5 to 6. I'd like to one more time read Psalm chapter 90, verse 5 to 6. "Thou hast swept them away like a flood, they fall asleep in the morning. In the morning they are like grass which sprout anew. In the morning it flourishes, and the sprout anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away." It was said that in the morning, it is a time when grass sprout, flowers bloom, and things grow. This refers to the beginning of life, the meaning verse, or a new start. In the evening, it is said to be the time when things wither and dry up. This signifies the end of life, referring to the end of life and the time of death. King Solomon is pointed this out right away, saying that the life has a time to fly morning and the time to die evening. He said in according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 2, "A time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. This is a clear picture of the ends of fallen life, so to speak. Moses is defining life as the fall of those who are energized by God to run toward eternity and return to the dust from which they came. Today's scripture is verse 3, is thou, those to turn man back into dust, and those say, return, O children of man. It is a life that begins like a flood, that ends like a life that is swept away in a day and vanishes in an instant in the wrath of God. Those are words of truth that speak to the finite nature of life. Isn't David, King David, also confessing that we are like shadows on the earth, wandering to and fro without hope, passing from moment to moment? In the First Chronicle, chapter 29, verse 15. In Genesis chapter 5, the genealogy of Adam's descendant is recorded. The common pattern in this verse, in the praise, he became the father of such and such at the age of so many years, followed by he lived for so many more years and then he died. This is a record full of human mortality, isn't it? It shows the finite nature of human life. We must not forget that it is God who is in control of these finite lives and who controls the length of those lives. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 38, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 12, I like to read, like a shepherd's tent, my dwelling is pulled up and removed from me. As a weaver, I rolled up my life. He cut me off from the loom, from day until night, thou dost make an end of me. This is what we need to realize and hold on to, that the God who is in control of our finite lives is eternal. In today's text, I'd like to read one more time, the Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were born, O thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from the everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is eternal from eternity to eternity. And although we live in a limit time of the life between morning and evening, this day actually belongs to God. In the Psalm chapter 74, verse 16, according to the Psalm chapter 74, verse 16, thine is the day, thine also is the night, thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Are we using these days and nights as if they were our own? God made all the days and said it was good, and God saw it. Are we using these days and night without knowing that they belong to God? And are we living a life that we can say with confidence it was good in the sight of God? By day, we should live a life that sees God in the light of day. By night, we should see, experience, and live in the darkness of God's presence. God himself says that he is our dwelling place in the verse 1. The place where they live on this earth may change from generation to generation, but they must live in God. This means they must live within His word and His promise. And even though the time of day and night on this earth, our physical dwelling place is limited because of the sin we committed, living within the boundaries of day and night and hours of day, each day should still be lived for the God who created that day. When it considers God as our refuge and live a life through each day, through the hours of day and night, looking to God, our fleeting lives can find their beginning in God's grace. Amen. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 90, verse 14. Oh, satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be great, glad all our days. Not only did God create the morning and evening, but because of the fall, He also watches over our souls, which are trapped in the bounds of a day, living in sight and sorrow. To protect us from the enemy, He Himself does not sleep, but stay with us. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 121, verse 4 and 6. Psalm 121, verse 4 and 6. I like to read, Behold, He who keeps Israel, we neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 6, the sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. May we, believing that God still protects us under the shadow of His wings and watch over us like the apple of His eyes, He filled with gratitude before our Father's God. I pray that we all become people who give thanks in His presence. So Moses prayed for three things to God. The first one is he asked for God's wisdom to live a wise life. In the Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, so teach us number our days that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. And secondly, he prayed that God would help us live a life contentment with the day He has given us. And today's the scripture, Psalm 90, verse 14, he said, Oh, satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. And finally, he prayed that God would continue to work on our behalf and reveal His glory. Psalm chapter 19, verse 16, Let thy work appear to thy servant and thy majesty to their children. Even today, God is constantly giving us morning and evening. You are receiving the same. Who will be the ones who receive the morning and evening that belongs to God and hears the voice saying, It was good in the sight of God. We must be diligent in prayer. We must pray for wisdom. I like to read one more time, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. That we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. Amen.